This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. That was Peter Kahlo off his album Time Machine. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Is it morning?
Yeah, it's morning.
I got up this early. And that was Jerry Murata on drums, my good friend Jerry Murata, and Pete Donovan on bass. I have to give him a shout out.
Well, it sounds great. And as you mentioned, a little Roomba feel.
A little Roomba feel, yeah. And to get you going in the morning.
Yeah, we
with
love
your coffee.
So in the morning, how many gigs do you play in the morning, Peter?
Well, you know, I've started doing farmers markets, so there you go.
Really?
Yeah, I
how
love
cool.
them. I love them. There's a whole little circuit in Westchester County. Pascal, they have a thing called Morning Glory, and it's wonderful. Kids, dogs, you know.
And then you're done before it gets too hot.
Yeah, you can go do another gig. Yeah, well, nowadays, yeah, it's pretty hot, yeah.
So, Peter, let's give a rundown memory lane. In your past, for the people who do not know Peter Kahlo, he is a fine, accomplished guitar player. He's played with the likes of Carly Simon, everyone else on earth. Peter, tell the folks who you've
I did a tour with Hall & Oates. I did a lot of stuff with Jimmy Webb, if you know who he is, Wichita Lyman. And
songwriter.
You know, and in July, I'm going on tour with Kat Edmondson, who's, I love her music. I love her voice and her personality. She's a wonderful lady. So we did a band tour in February, which was wonderful in the in the Midwest in February, but it was all good. And we're doing some duo dates starting in July.
That's
and
cool.
We're playing Joe's Pub August 6th. That's the only area one. Huh. But she's great, yeah.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So you just pretty much are a guitar slinger on that.
Yeah, you know, singing back up and guitar. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great. How'd you hook up with Kat?
Well, believe it or not, she sat in on a gig, and then she reached out to me like maybe a year later.
Wow.
And said, what are the chances you can fill in on a date? And that fill-in turned into multiple dates, and we've been doing stuff ever since.
Wow.
She's
so
lovely.
When a very talented artist or, you know, somebody asks you to play with them, do you have to learn everything? Do you have to study all their work? Or they just give you charts? How does that work out?
It's a combination, yeah. But yeah, you have to study it and you have to make them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And hopefully there's something you're doing that they like already. Mm. And then you have to accommodate the singer to make them feel comfortable.
So just moments ago when we were off air, you were telling me that you just recently recorded with Carly Simon.
Well, yeah, but, you know, nowadays they just send me tracks, which I'm not, you know, in the case of Carly, because I've been playing with her for the last 30 years or so, I was telling you, it's like I haven't seen her because she's up in Martha's Vineyard, but I would have preferred to go hang, but, you know, it's but it's nice that she's still active, and it's a great song called Pity, and
cool.
I think she's working towards getting another release. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Well, she's working with Frank Filippetti, who she's been working with for years.
Wow. I was really happy to hear that she's still singing and doing.
And she sounds terrific.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
really
great.
Yeah.
And some more, name drop some more.
Of people I've worked with, well, I've worked with a lot of different people, but right now I'm kind of focused on what I'm doing coming up, which is I'm scoring a film for Tracy Annandrella, I should say, and it's a movie called One Nation Divisible. It's about basically the invisible people, the indigenous women, and some of the tragedy of going missing and, you know, whatever, you know.
And you're doing the soundtrack for that.
Yeah.
So are you watching the images and then playing to it?
Yeah. You have to get inspired. It's a little bit, you have to have respect for what the subject matter is, but you don't want to get... You have to keep it moving somehow. So I'm just finishing up this project. And in fact, I'm actually producing a local mailman Rob Benson, who might be even listening, and he's probably on his route right now. Shout out to Rob, and he's a great singer-songwriter. So, yeah, it's all sorts of projects.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you're keeping yourself very busy, Peter. And you have a gig coming up at Rojan Brewing Company this Friday night. Is it just you solo?
Yeah. You know, Rojan is like a drop-in place. You know, you can have some food and drink some beer and whatever you want to do. But it's pretty casual. And I love the folks up there. They do an incredible job. The vibe there is just great. I love it up there.
And do they give you artistic freedom? You kind of do whatever you want. They say, here's the time you start. Here's the time
exactly.
You end.
Yeah. I mean,
have something to eat in between.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing is that I probably play more cover material on that gig because I just want people to, you know, it's more, like I said, it's more of a drop-in place, hang out. It's not really a concert.
Right,
so,
right, right. So people aren't sitting with their arms crossed watching you.
Paying exorbitant fees.
Friends, yeah. Peter Kahlo is our guest. Don't miss him performing for your pleasure at the Rojan Brewing Company this Friday night. And I believe it's a 6 o'clock show.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Yeah. So, Peter, you've been holding your guitar. Would you like to play us a song?
Yes. In fact, I'm going to play you. I'm not going to play you one of my songs. I'm going to play you a Chuck Berry song that I kind of like doing. And I will play some originals, but if it's
no
okay.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this is the kind of thing I might play on Friday because I thought, well, you know, if I do originals, people will think all I'm doing going to be doing is originals. But I took this song and I started doing it differently. It's I believe it's Chuck Berry's first hit, Maybelline. And so I kind of put a Piedmont blues feel to it or whatever you want to do, ragtime, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, Maybelline.
Peter Kahlo.
Oh, Maybelline. Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville. A Cadillac a rolling on the open road. Nothing well I run my V8 Ford. Cadillac doom about 95. She bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Are you done started doing the things you used to do? The Cadillac pulled about 104. The Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. It then got cloudy and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I know I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Are you done started doing the things you used to do? Can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Are you done started doing the things you used to do? The world cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac a sitting on a ton of lead, 110, a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's sitting still, and I cop Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Are you done started doing the things you used to do? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Peter Kahlo live 98.1 KZE. And you can see Peter live at Road Jam Brewing Company starting at 6 o'clock this Friday. It is family friendly. It is dog friendly. The food is great. And I've been told the beverages are out of this world. And, well, makes everything a perfect combo platter. And you get to see Peter Kahlo. Peter also plays with a bunch of local bands when he has free time. It's amazing. But you can see him sometimes with Boss of Blue and their James Taylor Experience other alter ego, which is kind of cool. And what else have you got coming up, Peter?
Well, I'm playing with Boss of Blue at Town Crier. I believe it's September 5th, and that's a great band. That's a lot of fun. I play with Reelin' in the Years, which is out of the Woodstock area. Mm. Jerry Marotta kind of runs that band, and it's got Joey Eppard singing lead vocal, and it's a great band.
Is Joey playing guitar with you?
He does play guitar, not on all the songs. Sometimes he plays percussion. Sometimes he just sings. He's got an incredible voice, and he's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
He plays acoustic, but Matt Fink is the other electric guitar player.
Also amazing.
Amazing player. And we just did a gig up in Hudson Falls. Our next gig is a little bit far. It's in New Jersey next month, but... Yeah, that band.
It's a great band, really great band. And if you like Steely Dan, you know they're complex. There's a couple of songs that are simple enough, but for the most part, they got some complexity to them.
Great band. Great band. Songs so put together so well, man, all those tracks.
Now, Peter, as a guitar player, who rocked your world when you were younger, growing up? Like, who were some of the guitar players that you said, yep, that's what I want to do?
Well, certainly Jeff Beck, in terms of electric guitar players. Peter Green, blues guitar player. Mm-hmm. Julian Bream. I was really into classical guitar. I like the South American classical guitar stuff. Certainly the blues guitar players. I'm trying to think, Freddie King, you know, just distinctive players. And it seems like we were talking about this a little bit earlier, that back in the day, because we're a little bit, you know, we got some gray hair, and it seems like you had to have your own signature, and people, it was frowned upon if you tried to sound like somebody else, which seems to be what it's all about today, is trying to sound like somebody else. And I guess I'm guilty of that, like anybody else. It's hard to be original and on everything you do.
Well, it seems sometimes like when an original sound, like example, Nirvana, breaks through, there's 20 other bands that have a similar formula to the music making. And they all sound like clones. They don't sound original.
Some bands come up with something and it's so inspiring, and you listen to them and you're bound to be influenced, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of gets into the atmosphere there. Yeah.
Like Steely Dan.
Like Steely Dan. Well, there's not too many bands today like Steely Dan.
Nope.
Too many chord changes.
Yeah.
Heads will explode.
Yeah. Well, Peter, you have an acoustic guitar in your hand, and I doubt you'll make my head explode, but it could happen. You want to take us out with a tune? Folks, don't miss Peter Kahlo live, Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale this Friday night at 6 o'clock. Bring the whole family and your dog. What do you got, Peter? What tune are you going to play?
Here's a song for the kids called Elephants Never Forget.
Okay.
Gone, but There's a tear in her. Trunk, a lifetime bond is complete. Let nothing stand in the way. It's safe to say, stay out of the fray. Because an elephant never forgets. There is loyal as it gets. You can always depend to the end on this magnificent friend. La la.
Peter Kahlo, live, 98.1 KZE. Love the heroic ending on that tune.
Elephants are heroes.
Elephants Never Forget, off Time Machine, the album. You can buy it and then get a full produced version
French
of that
horns
song.
French horns and everything.
French horns. We love them. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, Peter. Knock 'em dead Friday night at Rojan Brewing Company, and tell everyone there we said hi. And how can folks keep in touch with you online or maybe social media?
Just go
media?
To Peter Kahlo Music, C-A-L-O, Peter Kahlo Music, and drop a note.
All right. Well, we're on it. Thank you very much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Our guest again, Peter Kahlo. We'll be right back.